you. God bless you, be a blessing, and let's embrace true religion.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney for the next hour, and we're going to be talking about our amazing Constitution. Now, the American Constitution is certainly different than any other document ever written throughout all time, because it limited the power of the government over the lives of the people so that they could be free. Prior to that time, and certainly every one of the constitutions have been written since then, and certainly many that our own government has actually brought about, like the Constitution in Iraq, there the people get their power from the government. They get their rights from the government. The government gives them rights. But in America, of course, we acknowledge that our rights came from God. That's what it said in the Declaration of Independence. Our rights came from God. That governments were instituted among men to protect the God-given rights that we receive, of course, with the consent of the governed. And that basically the purpose of government was to certainly form the, I think it was 18 specific things, provide a stable currency, prevent us from inflation, from invasion from foreigners, and those things certainly the government is not doing today. But certainly we're told that any power not specifically given to Congress in the Constitution is to be reserved to the states and the people. Unfortunately, certainly in this instance, as today, what is taking place is the fact that the government is exceeding its authority because most of our congressmen don't even know what the Constitution says, don't know the number of articles in the Constitution, don't know the difference between an article and an amendment. I cannot simply give you anything, information on the background of what the various articles prescribe, and certainly we're in real strait because we have our difficult straits, because we have representatives and government officials who've sworn to uphold the Constitution and don't even know what they've sworn to do. And then there are others who've sworn to uphold the Constitution and hate these precepts of individual freedom under God. So where you're not doesn't seem to be getting Pastor David Whitney, so it looks like we're going to have to just do an open lines program, and our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we're just going to have to talk about what's going on in the world until you call in with a subject that you'd like to talk about. But certainly one of the most serious problems we have is the current economic situation, which has been brought about from two major issues, and they're both related to the program of globalism and the banking system and what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. The first is the organized effort to ship America's jobs and factories and wealth overseas. And, of course, the whole idea is to build up the economy of other nations as we tear down the economy of the United States. But our leaders cannot tell us that's what they're really doing, because most Americans already are not altruistic enough that they want to lower their living standards so the people in dark Africa can have higher living standards. And really, why are we going, or how are we going to help the people in Africa by making electricity more expensive over here? Well, of course, they really believe we're just using too much energy to produce electricity. Certainly, we're not allowed to have nuclear power plants in the United States. Everybody else in the world can have nuclear power plants. but they can't have them here in the United States. And in fact, there are even some people recently talking about building them, but the government is doing everything they can to block that. Why? Because nuclear power is cheap and effective, and it doesn't increase the carbon footprint, and they want to raise the cost of electricity so they can lower your living standards. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, Dr. Stan, our regularly scheduled guest, isn't here, so it's going to be a matter of open lines, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question, a comment, something you'd like to talk about. But certainly we've seen, of course, one of the problems is this program of globalization. And what they really are doing is encouraging the outsourcing of American jobs. And you've heard me mention in the past that the Obama administration recently sent $23 million. And they sent this to a company over in India so that they could teach the Indians how to speak English better so that we can more efficiently outsource our jobs, our answering services. And how often do you actually call an answering service and you get some guy that claims that his name is Joe and he's in Chicago, whereas really his name is Raj and he's in Calcutta, India? But we are intentionally sending money to India so that we can teach the Indians to speak better English so that they can take American jobs. And that really doesn't make sense unless you understand this whole globalist dream. And if you want to see summarized very, very clearly why, of course, you need to read Barry Goldwater's book With No Apologies, and we now offer secondhand copies of the book. But they're in really pretty good position or condition. But you read Barry Goldwater's treatise from page 280 to the end of the chapter, and he lays out exactly what the globalist plan is. And, of course, it's basically to increase trade by doing away with tariffs and doing away with any sort of barriers to trade. But the whole idea is to raise the living standards in other nations and lower them here. Well, let's go to Maggie, who's calling from Texas. Hi, Maggie. How are you doing?
I'm fine tonight, Dr. Stan. I hope you're fine as well.
So I'm doing just great. So anyway, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I just want to say that I've been listening in the archives to the programs by the lady, I think her name was Tracy, who talked about ICLEI, and I just thought that those were outstanding programs.
Her name is actually Stacy Lynn, and she did a great job.
She did a wonderful job, and I just want to add that I'm a bicyclist. I mean, I enjoy bicycling, but I would not inflict bicycles on everybody.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I've got to be open lines this evening. We haven't been able to get hold of our regularly scheduled guests, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Maggie calling from Texas, and she was recently listening in our archives to my interviews with Stacy Lynn, who lives there in Fort Collins, Colorado, and is leading the fight there in the Colorado Plains to try to expose this subversive organization called ICLEI, the International Coalition for Local Environmental Initiatives. It's an international, worldwide organization that has signed contracts with local communities to implement Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century, and its goal is to alter our way of life, to get us out of our cars and onto bicycles, and to get us to use less water, to get us to use less electricity, to get us out of our homes into sustainable communities, to transform the life of the American people, to restrict the population of the world. I mean, it's an amazing document. It's put out by the United Nations. It's available from Radio Liberty or from Michael Shaw's ministry, which is, of course, freedomadvocates.org. But Maggie, who's calling us from Texas, says that she likes a bicycle, but she certainly wouldn't want to inflict bicycle riding on others, because just from a practical point of view, if you live 3 or 4 miles from the store, how are you going to get your food, you know, from the store to your home? And, of course, if it's going to be delivered by the store, how in any way is that going to possibly save as far as carbon consumption and air pollution? Because the truck is probably going to burn a lot more fuel than your small car would. Anyway, Maggie, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Yes, exactly, Dr. Stan. I do a lot of routine bicycling around the city for, you know, routine transportation at distances not too far. And I enjoy it. I really love it. That's just me. But I had been noticing fairly recently how grotesquely the bike lanes seemed to be set up, and it didn't make any sense to me at all. And Stacy explained it beautifully. That was one of those little mysteries. I just couldn't understand why they would have some huge, supposedly a bike lane. It would actually be like a speed bump with a bicycle decal on it or something. It didn't look like a real bike lane, or else they would put a real bike lane in the middle of a traffic lane where you would be scared to bicycle because it's not that well marked, and they wouldn't keep it very well painted either.
Well, but the other thing is, of course, they really want to frighten people driving cars, because, of course, if they've got you right out in the middle of all the cars, they're going to be afraid they're going to hit you, so they're going to have to drive much more cautiously. And they're using all these little techniques to manipulate people out of their cars. And, of course, we hear about, air pollution and global warming and carbon footprints. Basically, they want to get people onto public transportation. They want to get them onto mass transportation. Here in California, they want to spend $60 billion on bullet trains. It'll go from Sacramento all the way down to Los Angeles and maybe stop off in San Francisco and go 200 miles an hour. But why would you do that when you have airplanes that, you know, will get you there just as fast and probably far cheaper? But they're not. But basically, what they want to do is reconstitute society in their image. I think bullet trains probably work very, very efficiently in Japan, because it's a small country, you know, and they don't have roads. But here we have great expanses to travel. And certainly, railroads, Amtrak, certainly is extremely expensive. In fact, I remember Ronald Reagan many years ago talking about how it would be far cheaper to buy every Amtrak passenger an airline ticket, and the government would save money, because we have to put out so much money in subsidies for Amtrak because they lose so much money on every passenger. Well, I don't know if those figures are accurate, but certainly the idea, I think, is accurate, and these are losing propositions. We need transportation, but the car is a very efficient means of transportation. Yes, some of the cities are congested, but most people want their car. They don't want to give up their car. And here where I live, they've intentionally blocked the roads. We haven't been able to develop our roads because they want to actually force people to get out of their cars. They want to create a chaotic situation so people will either want to move into our area or drive a car. So basically, they've blocked at every turn efforts to widen our highways. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and I think we have Pastor Whitney on the line. Maggie, anything you'd like to say before I let you go? I think we lost Pastor Maggie, so let's go to Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for your patience, Dr. Stan. I missed your call earlier, and we're glad to be with you tonight, and glad to be talking about this most important subject of our Constitution and its protections that were designed to protect us from an overreaching government, and a government that would do something other than what it was commissioned to do. Kind of like if you started a group and you wrote the charter for the group, this is what the group is designed to do, and you expected the group to follow its charter. Well, what an amazing idea. Well, if the members of that group don't know the charter, and they elect people to office who direct and control that group, of course they're not going to follow the charter. The people in power are going to do whatever they please if the people who are electing them don't know the charter or are not interested in holding the elected officials accountable to that charter, then you're going to have the kind of growing tyranny that we're experiencing in our land today. Well, the encouraging thing is so many people are waking up all over the country aware that something is wrong, and we've been able to connect with an increasing number of people to tell them what's really wrong is that understanding of our Constitution and the Declaration and the Bill of Rights that go along with it that are essential to restore a sane government, that is a government that really will protect our God-given rights to life, liberty, and property. And last time when we were together last month, we talked about the 11th Amendment, and once we completed the Bill of Rights, which protect our Constitution and are designed to keep it within those limits designed by our founders, then we find that many of the remaining 17 subsequent amendments do the exact opposite. They expand the power of the federal government. They break down the barrier that was supposed to keep the federal government in check. And we mentioned the 11th Amendment gives states the freedom not to be sued by anyone who is not a, a citizen of their state. I don't think that's a wise idea to give states a free pass for violating contracts and so on. And then the 12th Amendment we mentioned was a result of that terrible, disastrous sort of election that took place in the year 1800, where the vice president and president were running against each other, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, in a very contentious election. Actually, it was a three-way election. Aaron Burr was also part of it, but it had to be the election, one of the few in the history of our country, that had to actually go to the House of Representatives to choose who's going to be the president and vice president, and that in itself was a very contentious and closely contested election there. So the decision was we ought to make the president and vice president on the same ticket. That is, they run together on a ticket rather than the vice president and president are competitors, and whoever gets first is the president, and the second place winner of the Electoral College becomes the vice president. So that was the change of the 12th Amendment. Probably a good idea, you know, of all the amendments we look at. That one would pass the muster, say, yeah, that would be one that's worth preserving. And then for another, 61 years, there was no amendments actually ratified until we come to that terrible war, the war to prevent Southern independence. And that war was not about slavery, and that's one of the misunderstandings many people have about it. You can tell that it was not about slavery because Mr. Lincoln, as many in the North actually said, it was Mr. Lincoln's war because they didn't own that this war was theirs. But Mr. Lincoln's war, he said at the very outset in his first inaugural address, he would not touch the institution of slavery at all. It was not his intention to touch slavery. His goal was to preserve the Union, which is a nice way of saying to force those states who did not want to be part of the Union any longer to be in the Union in spite of their desire to leave the Union.
And I think it's so important that people understand why some of the states wanted to leave the Union. It was simply because the North had a majority. The northern states had a majority. They were the industrial areas. And they were using the power of government to give selective tariffs to themselves. But, of course, the people in the South certainly could not buy cheaper goods from other countries. The people in the North wanted high prices. They wanted to block cheap imports from coming in, and so the South said, well, we ought to be able to buy whatever we want to, and that was the basis of a large part of the reason why the South wanted to secede, because of the unfairness with which the tariffs were being used. And instead of having a straight maybe 10 or 20% tariff on every item, it was simply on selective items, which was totally unfair to the minority states as far as their minority in power. So go ahead.
Yes, and so the result was that the southern states said we have a right to secede, which, oddly enough, everybody understood up until that war that every state had a right to secede. The New England states had actually talked about secession back in the War of 1812, and then four additional times, and one time they actually gathered in Connecticut to hold a convention to vote on secession, and they did, in that convention in Connecticut, they voted it down. But all the states understood they had the right to secede from the Union if they determined that it was in the best interest of their state to be part of another government than the government centered in Washington, D.C.
All right, fine. Well, of course, then, of course, we have the Civil War. And what people don't understand, there's always been people here in the United States who wanted to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. Why? Because, of course, they've been part of a movement that wanted to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. These ideas have been here for thousands of years, and they're coming to fruition today. Well, David, go right ahead.
And so, as we say, the war really wasn't about slavery. It was about Washington, D.C. having power over states that did not want to.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
nations where they lived and where they were secure was certainly devastated. On the other hand, you know, this was really the beginning of the opportunity of the former slaves to begin to get an education and begin to develop into a free people. But go right ahead, Pat.
Yes, and so this Black American leader was saying to me, that's interesting because she has studied the Great Migration that resulted as the Civil War ended, and there was no work, and the farms were devastated. And it was very difficult. Some stayed there and worked as sharecroppers, but many, a huge migration came into northern cities, Baltimore being one, but Washington, all the northern cities gained an enormous population of freed blacks who came looking for jobs, and it wasn't like jobs were plentiful, and so they had to take the lowest level jobs, and there was a great hue and cry that arose in the latter part of the 19th century for whites who had those low-level jobs, and part of that whole fermentation that took place led to Margaret Sanger and her Planned Parenthood organization, which specifically targeted blacks in inner cities. Blacks were targeted by her organization for extermination, and you read some of Margaret Sanger's wicked writings, it's very clear she called them human weeds that had to be pulled out of the garden and that kind of thing. So great social upheaval took place in ending slavery the way it was ended by a bloody war. And when we look at slavery around the rest of the world, where it was ended in most countries other than Haiti, it had a very bloody revolution. Most places it was settled peaceably, and it was a transition time in which new training and jobs and so forth would take place such that the former slaves would now be able to support themselves in that transition from slavery to freedom. So anyway, the 13th Amendment said slavery is no longer legal in any one of the states, and there was a debate at the end, or towards the end of the 19th century, in 1883, a debate about how far did that go? Was it just the institution of slavery, or other forms of segregation, or other forms of discrimination? Were they also outlawed by the 13th Amendment? And the decision of the Supreme Court in 1883 said no. There was a series of civil rights cases. No, it only ended the institution of slavery, not, as it said, the badges and incidents of slavery, reminiscent of slave-era-like segregation and denial of civil rights. Now, it's interesting to see that not quite 100 years later, about 80 years later, 1968, in the Supreme Court case Jones v. Mayer, that was exactly reversed. Now the Supreme Court said the opposite. It said, not only did the 13th Amendment abolish the institution of slavery, but it also abolished the badges and incidents of slavery, and therefore segregation and discrimination were illegal. And
but I think you have to understand, David, that at that time, 1968, the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court, and at least the leaders of Masonry wanted to centralize all power with Washington, D.C. They wanted to create a secular society. They wanted to transform our society, and certainly the leaders of that organization wanted to use the military and financial power of this government to bring about a world government. But certainly the Masons controlled the Supreme Court of the United States from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. Many times, 8 of the Supreme Court justices would be Masons. Now, they haven't done that since then. They did not want the American people to realize, of course, what they were really doing. But people have forgotten that this decision you're discussing here, almost 80 years after the Supreme Court said, that isn't what this 13th Amendment meant at all. It was part of this planned program to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., to take away the rights and freedoms of the states, and of course to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation, to make us from a Christian nation into a secular nation, going right along with their idea of the worship of the great architect of the universe. So that is their God, not the God of the Bible. But go right ahead.
So it's interesting, just that those two cases illustrate the Supreme Court turning around 180 degrees. And people today largely believe that the true interpretation or the correct interpretation of the U.S. Constitution is whatever the Supreme Court says it is, which this illustration shows that Wait a minute. When the Supreme Court changes 180 degrees, you don't have any fixed standard of law. What you have is the most recent writings, the most recent opinions of the Supreme Court, and that makes the Supreme Court the lawmaker. It makes the Supreme Court the supreme law in the land, which is not at all what our Constitution was designed to do.
And, of course, law is supposedly based upon legal precedent. What you really have is ruled by, of course, the House of the Temple, and they were intent upon changing America. Pastor Whitney, go right ahead.
Well, the other aspect of the 13th Amendment that is another very devastating impact upon our freedoms is the final phrase. It says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. And looking at the wording of that, it basically says, Congress can determine whatever it wants, that it determines the extent of its powers, that it can craft whatever legislation and say, hey, well, you know, the 13th Amendment requires us to do this and that and the other thing. There's no limitation. This is kind of like giving a blank check to Congress to write whatever legislation they want, claiming they need it to enforce this article, the 13th Amendment. And it's not just the 13th Amendment that this language appears in. It's in the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment, the 18th, the 19th, the 23rd, the 24th, the 26th, and it's been used in each of those instances, been greatly used to expand federal power at the expense of states' powers and at the expense of individual rights. And so this phrase, if you were to say, I like the 13th Amendment, I would say, fine, but let's get rid of the last phrase of the 13th Amendment, the 14th, 15th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 23rd, 24th, 26th, because each time that phrase has been incorporated into any amendment, it has vastly expanded the reach of federal power, and again, an unwise thing to do. Our founders were clear that we don't want the federal government to have very much power at all. It is to be limited, just the simple delegated, enumerated powers that we've granted to it, and no more. And you're certainly never going to allow the federal government or any branch of it to determine the limit of its own powers. To do so would to create an instant tyranny, and our founders spoke to that. And so this is a dangerous phrase that occurs again and again in the amendments that follow that war. And it's, again, illustrative of what the war was really about. The war was about centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., and destroying the essential powers that the states had. After all, if the states could not leave the Union, the states could not secede, their ultimate chance...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with David Whitney. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. We're discussing the 13th Amendment. We're discussing the closing a phrase in the 13th Amendment that says, "In Congress shall have the right to enforce, do whatever is felt necessary to enforce this provision." Well, of course, what you're doing is giving Congress unlimited power for really, of course, this, but they can expand that to anything they really want to. It was specifically the 13th Amendment had to do specifically with slavery. It didn't have to do with segregation, didn't have to do anything to do with bigotry, but of course there have always been those who wanted to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. Why? Because, of course, then you could have people bribe the congressmen, get them elected, and they would carry out your bidding, and we would be able to circumvent those stupid founding fathers who wanted to limit the power of the central authority so men could be free. And there are those who believe we need a ruling aristocracy. People are too darn dumb to govern themselves, and that is the attitude of the ruling elite. the Brotherhood of Darkness today. Well, David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution, how they can get a host kit, and why it is so important that they get your material and begin teaching others about the amazing Constitution that separates America from every other nation in the world today.
Oh, yes, Dr. Stan, thank you. And we are excited, as we see all over America, as I mentioned, people are waking up and realizing that the problem in our land is that the Constitution has not been studied, has not been taught. No high schools these days teach it, and the law schools don't even teach it. They study case law. They don't study the original meaning of the Constitution. And so about 10 years ago, Michael Peruca and his brother Steve said, we need to do something about that. And so they founded Institute on the Constitution to teach the American view of law and government and teach the understanding, the original understanding of what our founding documents meant to those who drafted them. And so we offer courses that are available online. People can go to our website, iotconline.com. They can take our U.S. Constitution course online. We offer a jury course, something that you're not likely to ever hear in the courtroom as to what the true job of the jury is, to judge the law and the facts. There's a six-part course there, and we have one state constitution course available, Maryland's Constitution. But in addition to that, we encourage people not just to take an online course privately, but to gather a group of fellow citizens, to get a host kit and everything that you need to conduct a class. We say that you're not teaching it as much as you're hosting it. Constitutional law professor John Einsmo does 12 lectures. David Barton does 2 lectures, and then a student manual with all the detailed outline of the course itself and test questions and supplemental readings. Frederick Bastiat's excellent little book, The Law, is included in that student manual. And then a host manual to direct the host and give them the answers to all the test questions, and 2 posters that illustrate the difference between our founder's view of law and government and the view that is in play largely today in our land. And this host kit is just designed to be a turnkey method that you can pick it up and gather a group of people, watch the DVDs, and lead the discussion, and train an increasing circle of people in your community as to what the true understanding of our founding documents is. And this is essential, particularly as we move towards November 2nd, that if citizens are asking the right questions, that they understand themselves what the Constitution does in restricting the federal government, they'll know the kind of questions to ask those who are pleading for their votes and say, wait a minute, do you know what the purpose of government is? Declaration of Independence teaches you what the purpose of government is. Do you know where law comes from? That's one of the essential truths that we teach in the course. And what are the limits, and where do you find the limits that our Constitution places on the federal government? You ask those 3 simple questions of anybody running for Congress or for the Senate, you'll find very quickly whether they are constitutionally literate or constitutionally illiterate. And I dare say most of the designees of Congress are illiterate of the true meaning of the Constitution. So they can go to our website and order that by going to the web store. Our website, again, for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. That's all one word, iotconline.com. Or if they prefer to call us here on the East Coast during regular office hours, our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. So going back to the 13th Amendment here, the interesting thing I find in our day is that the federal government hypocritically says, well, nobody can own slaves except us. I say, wait a minute, what are you talking about, David? The federal government doesn't own any slaves. Well, it may not own any slaves currently, but it has in the past, because every time the federal government has instituted a draft, it has basically enslaved the young men who it is forcing to go to war. These young men did not want to go to war. I was growing up in the 70s, and I remember the kind of dread of having to sign up for selective service and all of that. And by God's grace, the Vietnam War ended before I had to do that, and the draft was abolished, and I was relieved. But 2 brothers ahead of me, a number of years older than me, and both of them signed up for 4 years of service rather than face the draft and be cannon fodder in Vietnam. So when the government says, we're going to take possession of you physically, you're going to do what we tell you, you're going to put your life in harm's way because we tell you you must do so, that draft itself is a form of servitude. Involuntary servitude is what I would call it. I don't know what other people think about it, and there's all kinds of rumblings about renewing and reinstituting the draft these days. But whenever government does that, unless there is a direct invasion of your own country, like the War of 1812, and everybody who's a member of the militia in our founder's original structure would be required to fight that kind of defensive war where your country is actually invaded. But the tradition in our country up until World War I was, if there was any foreign war, that is, if we were going to invade Mexico like we did in the Mexican-American War, or we're going to, go overseas like in World War I and World War II, that is solely based upon volunteers. If you volunteer to sign up to go to that war, fine. That's fine. But our founders never envisioned us being involved in such foreign wars at all. They would have said World War I was a mistake. World War II could have been avoided. We should not be engaged and entangled in these foreign, especially these European messes. Those people over there, they love bloodying each other up every couple of decades, and we shouldn't have anything to do with those wars, is what our founders clearly stated. So it's odd to me that, the hypocrisy of our federal government, which is what happens when people obtain power beyond what they are designed to have, when that power is obtained, look out, because nobody is safe. Your life, your liberty, and your property are not safe. And certainly the 13th Amendment, while abolishing slavery, the federal government has reinstituted slavery, only now it's not the plantation owner that's the slave, it's Washington, D.C., And I've often, chided with people who say that, it was a wonderful thing slavery was ended. And I say, well, it may not have been the end of slavery as much as it was the expansion of the federal plantation. And now how many citizens are working more than 50% of their working hours for the federal government, the state government, and the local government? I guess Tax Freedom Day is sometime down in July, and I've even heard some estimates that it's in August by the time you add up all the sales taxes and gasoline tax, every tax you have to pay one which way or the other, and the increased cost of purchasing goods and services because those people are having to pay taxes on top of taxes. The egregious nature, at what point do you begin to call it slavery? If they take 90% of your income, is that slavery? Or is it that it must it be 100% of your income? So, it's an interesting discussion when people say, it's a wonderful thing we got rid of slavery. Oh, yeah. But what's happened to our liberty as a result of Washington, D.C. aggrandizing and controlling all power in itself? Well, moving from the 13th on to the 14th Amendment in 1868, and actually the 14th Amendment was not ratified. The first blush attempt to ratify it, it was voted down by a sufficient number of the states. All the southern states rejected it. Maryland, one of the border states here, it rejected it. Other states like Ohio rejected it. There was a number of northern states also that said, no, this 14th Amendment, we do not want this thing. And so the radical Republicans, and by the way, the Republican Party of Lincoln was extremely radical in its tendencies originally. The radical Republicans in Congress said, oh, we're not going to put up with that. And so what they did is they sent troops to each of the capitals of all the southern states. They didn't bother with the northern states, but all the southern states that had rejected the ratification of the 14th Amendment, and they abolished their standing government. That is, the government that had been duly elected by the people of those states of Mississippi, Alabama, and so on, those governments were destroyed by the army, and puppet governments were installed in their place. Puppet governments that would do the will of the radical Republicans in Congress in that day. And so very quickly, after all these puppet governments were set up, the 14th Amendment, lo and behold, it was ratified. Amazing. Puppet governments do what their string pullers tell them to do, and that's exactly what happened here with the 14th Amendment. Well, that begs the question, is that a legitimate way to amend the United States Constitution? Set up puppet governments in each of the states so that you have a sufficient number of states voting to ratify an amendment, and then claiming that that amendment was constitutional?
Well, what does the 14th Amendment actually say?
14th Amendment deals with a due process, equal protection, and it's guaranteeing it for everyone who is born in the United States or anyone who is naturalized. So basically, it is the federal government telling the state government who their citizens were to be. And obviously, the direct target at that point in time was to say all those who were formerly slaves that are now free citizens, those citizens are going to be citizens of those individual states and thereby citizens of these United States. So you could say, well, okay, that was a valid application of it, but think of some of the disastrous results of allowing Washington, D.C. to be the guardian of what determines citizenship. Think of what happened during Ronald Reagan's era. I know many people love him for a various number of reasons, but there were some bad things that happened in his administration that he supported. One was signing the amnesty bill, by which multi-millions, I've forgotten whether it's 10 million or so.
No, it was about 3 million.
3 million, okay. Yeah. It wasn't as big as 10 million. 3 million were swept in as citizens who had illegally broken into our country. These illegal immigrants to our country were awarded for breaking into our country with citizenship. And you know what that did? That told all the other potential illegal aliens, hey, come to America. You break in here, yeah, eventually they're going to just grant you citizenship. Or eventually you'll get amnesty. But what that was is the federal government telling the states, the individual states, these people who broke into your state, you now have to accept them as citizens. You now have to let them vote. You know, any of the program. They now are citizens, and you don't have anything to say about it. And I dare say that some of the states, perhaps some of the border states in the southern part of the country, would have said, no, these people aren't citizens, you know. But they didn't have a choice after the 14th Amendment, because now the federal government was going to tell them who their citizens were. Prior to the 14th Amendment, actually, each state had its own kind of standard of what citizenship would require, and it might vary somewhat from state to state, but I think it's a wise thing for a state to have that power and not the federal government, because a state is closer to the people, and a state can determine what standards it needs to preserve a Republican, small r, Republican form of government in that state. For example, if you allow Marxists, Leninists, Stalinists to become citizens in your state and to vote, what are they going to vote for? Well, they're going to vote for the likes of what we've got at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue now, flaming, flagrant Marxists, right? If you want to destroy your form of government, just have a very, very loose standard as to who becomes citizens, who's given the precious franchise of the vote. You want people who love socialism or who love fascism, that is the combination of big government and big business. Well, if you allow those people to become citizens, what are they going to vote for? They're going to vote for that. I think a wiser thing is to have a very clear training process whereby a person is evaluated whether they believe what our founders believed about law and government. Do they believe there's a creator God? If they don't believe there's a creator God, forget it. There's no reason to give them citizenship. They're going to vote for something other than a sound system of government. Here in Maryland, up until that 14th Amendment, you either had to be a Christian or a Jew to become a citizen. If you were an atheist, forget it. You would be accepted as a citizen. If you were a Mohammedan and you followed the teachings of Muhammad, you couldn't be a citizen. And many people today say, oh, that's a horrible thing. Well, no, let's consider this. If you have a faithful Mohammedan who truly follows the Quran, if you allow him to become a citizen, what happens? Ultimately, he will vote for Sharia law. And Sharia law will take away all your God-given rights, unless you're a Muslim, then you've got your limited rights. But, you know, you're going to have a different form of government based upon the type of people you allow to become citizens in your state. And so I think, you know, 14th Amendment, in my opinion, it was not legally ratified. And then secondly, it was unwise in some of its provisions because it took power away from the state that is better left with the state. Now, essentially, the 14th Amendment says the state may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Well, that's a good thing. But the fact of the matter is, almost every state constitution says the same thing. In other words, we could leave this with the states and not have to have it at the federal level, and due process of law would be protected in each of those states. Anyway, when you consider what this is saying, the Fifth Amendment to our Constitution, we saw has a similar provision for the federal government, saying that the federal government cannot deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So the 14th Amendment is taking that phrase from the Fifth Amendment, applying it to the states. The sad thing, and again, what's always happened in the history of our country, is the courts have twisted the words of the Constitution, made them say something that they were not intended to originally say, and so on. And the 14th Amendment is subject to that as well.
And I think people have to understand that we have judges who have a political agenda, and they have been appointed to the court to change the structure of our society away from the Constitution that was given to us by our founding fathers, where the power of government was limited to massively expand that. And using the 14th Amendment, they said, well, you know, a First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Therefore, why we can't have prayer in the schools, in the state schools, because the same restrictions apply to the state and to the community and the county and the city. And so basically you can't have a cross in school, you can't have a Bible, you can't have prayer. And look where we're going today. When they gutted the concept of religion from our schools and substituted for it Darwinism and the belief that man certainly came from out of some primordial pool, when you destroy a belief in God, why, what do you replace it with? Why you replace it with, certainly with, first of all, atheism, and now more and more people moving into the alternative religion, looking for this other force that's out there that will give them solace and power. And they find the real God, who is themselves. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm glad you brought up that whole idea of the First Amendment being applied and to the states, and that's exactly what the Supreme Court claims today. It's called the Incorporation Doctrine. They...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
You need to, or you need to join another program in your community. People have to understand the Constitution. That's where we begin taking America back. And from there, of course, we begin to get the information out. And then we can tell people about the Masons. We can tell them about the Skull and Bones. We can tell them about the Brotherhood of Darkness. But when we begin, of course, we begin with the foundation of our freedom, which is the Constitution based upon a profound belief in God, certainly laid out in the Declaration of Independence, where we got our freedoms from our Creator. For we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to secure those rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. That's what America was all about. Isn't it a shame that that isn't taught in school any longer? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy against God. There's a conspiracy against freedom. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to get our free pamphlet set on the occult hierarchy. You need to get the DVD, the 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour version. They sold their souls for rock and roll. You need, of course, to get Constance Cumby's excellent DVD on the emergence, or my 4-tape set with her, with Constance, on the Aquarian Conspiracy, and apparently we have her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, probably used copies, but the important that you have it, that you read it, that you understand what this is all about. Let me recommend Gary Allen's little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Treason. You need to get started. You need to understand what it's about. And then, of course, you need to understand the spiritual forces at work. You need to get the book on satanic crimes and the 4-CD or 4-tape set on the satanic crimes, because it goes into the background of the Bilderbergers. You need to get, certainly, the book on the Masons. It's called Scarlet and the Beast. Volume 1 has been really, really unavailable. It's selling, I think, at $175, but we have it. Of course, we've been able to get it at a very reasonable cost to individuals. And if you're interested in learning about the influence of Masonry, Scarlet and the Beast does an excellent job. That's Volume 1. We do have Volume 2 and Volume 3, but we now have Volume 1. We also have, of course, Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, a book that was actively suppressed for 6 or 8 years. We have Professor Quigley's other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, suppressed for 32 years. And I found part of the manuscript when I went to Professor Quigley's papers back in 1980, but now we have the entire book. And then, of course, we have so many other books. I simply, one of my favorites, Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington, The Librarian of Congress, and it's all about secret societies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all about secret societies. And there really are secret societies. It goes into the background of the Illuminati and how it was, of course, it infiltrated the Masonic lodges and was responsible for the French Revolution. And people need to understand that these things are not imaginary, they're real. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, and please go there, get the information, and share it with others. Now, for this next hour, we're going to have a very different type of program. I hope if you're in a position to listen, I want you to know that I don't necessarily agree with what you're going to hear, but I want you to hear it, because it goes right along with the things that we talk about here so frequently, people being able to tap into a hidden or mysterious power. And I think you'll find it quite fascinating. Again, we'll be doing a program that's going into the treatment for burns, which is a mind control treatment. And the thing is, it really works. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
While the clouds gather
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Allison McDermott. And I've seen Allison on YouTube, up on the Internet, talking about, of course, this issue of the fire-burn doctors. And we're going to ask her to tell you about this program. She's very dedicated to it. And she claims it works. She has made arrangements for some people to come out of the program this evening to tell you about this truly amazing treatment. But go right ahead, Allison. You pick up the story. How did you get involved in this? How did you learn about it? And I know you're spending a great deal of time and effort trying to let people understand about this a truly amazing treatment. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stanley. I'd like to introduce to your listeners the works of the Fireburn Doctor team. That's, the website is fireburndoctor.com, where we are demonstrating on a global scale DSNB, which is a science. It's a science of the unconscious mind that provokes a reversal of burn damage. So long as the burn cools within the first 30 minutes, then we can apply DSNB. And they're all reporting. We have now 215 cases.
Well, now, what is DSNB?
DSNB is distant subliminal neuro bypass. There's two ways of understanding that. The layperson may understand what DSNB is doing by a computer analogy, in that there is a unified field of consciousness that imbues all living things. This science is a subconscious science that uses that field to detect a person with their basic data. Now, all anybody needs to do to test Fireburn Doctor or use them for their burn injury, and it must be within the first 30 minutes, is to call a telephone number, which is 818-332-6445, and they just leave their name, their date of birth, their place of birth, or a photograph by a text messaging, SMS, and then we have the data to apply DSNB with.
Now, basically, then, of course, then you're tapping into subliminal or perhaps almost druidic powers. And there, watch the website there, and there's a gentleman there who said that this was a sort of information, a sort of power that the druids used. Would that be a fair analysis?
Well, this is in fact a science. I mean, to a doctor like yourself, it's the science of neurobypassing. When someone has burned themselves, the immediate thing is in the brain is a shock overreaction that is running amok and causing all kinds of stimulus of chemicals and processes within the body that impair, in fact, stop the body fixing the burn, healing the burn itself. And with this technology, we're able to bypass that rogue brain signal that's running amok and literally download a new program using that matrix.
But where is that program coming from? Where is the program coming from that is going to be downloaded?
Well, it's made by the biomatrix hacker, which is the doctor and scientist that's behind this. The program is simply by the very coordinates that we've checked and received through the Fireburn Doctor line. When someone's burned themselves, that has to be very correct data. They're called back by the clerk at the response team within a couple of minutes of their call to check that data is correct.
All right, fine. But we'll be back in just a moment with Allison McDermott. Talk about the Fireburn Doctor program. We'll be right back. All right, Allison and Sydney, but then how do these people transmit the message to the burn victim?
Well, Dr. Savage is doing this through his thoughts.
Incidentally, Allison, are you on a cell phone? Do you have a regular hardline phone?
I do have a hardline phone, but it's in a public area of my house, and the rest of my family's there, so I can't... Are you getting feedback?
Yes, it's just not a clear signal, but if that's all you have is this cell phone, we can get by with it, but hard line are ever so much better.
Oh, golly. Are you on air at present?
Yes, we are on the air.
No,
we're being heard all over the country, but go ahead.
Well, I was going to further explain that this process is done from a distance, that it's a first in human history. Nobody else can do this. We don't have to understand it. We don't have to believe it. Nobody is expected to understand how it works, just like we wouldn't expect the listeners to understand how a fax machine works, but an electrical technician would. But you might know how to put a piece of paper in and get a fax out the other end. It's a question of just doing it.
I said, in other words, basically, it you cannot explain scientifically why it would work, but what you're suggesting is that this does work, and certainly, following the process, why people have been, of course, relieved of their pain, and as far as their burns have healed miraculously. Would that be a fair analysis?
Well, indeed, we've had very precise results. There have been 215 burn cases across 16 countries, 40 states here in the U.S., and I understand we may have callers who are burn victims who've used Fire Burn Doctor telling their stories tonight. It doesn't matter what anyone believes. It's entirely free. There is never any charge. The data that people give over is protected under the HIPAA laws, and the head of our team is Dr. Joseph Watson. He is the medical doctor that oversees Fire Burn Doctor here in the U.S. But we are also breaking through in European countries and in Africa. There are five countries right now. A documentary is made on a family's children who were caught in a house fire, and one of them would have died. There's no question. It's going to be very exciting. It's unprecedented because nobody else can do this. It's a first. It's a real first.
All right, fine. Well, we'll simply, are these people standing by if we ask them to call in? Will some of these people call in for us?
Well, I'll put the scout out to phone around a few people. I hope so. There's some great cases. Mostly the emphasis with people using this, the practical thing, is that in the workplace, people are burning themselves all the time. Toolmakers. We have a caller I hope comes on tonight.
Hold that thought. We're just going to... There we go. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Allison McDermott. Our telephone number, if you are out there, Allison had contacted some of the people who, of course, have been kept contacted, the fire burn doctor, and have had, Sydney, a very prompt healing of their burns and with relatively little pain. So if you're one of those, you'd like to give us a call and give your testimony as to the experience you've had, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Or if you have a question for Allison, because Allison will tell you they don't know why this works. They just simply know that the people will call in and, of course, you get in touch with one of the doctors. And, of course, activate this program, and it is a program then that can be transmitted over the... how is this transmitted? Over some sort of a vibrant system, or how does it reach from where the fire burn doctors are to where the patient is?
That's why we've been using the computer analogy to explain the unified field that connects all living things. The operations done in Fire Burn Doctor results are... by people surfing. We have a biomatrix hacker that is called a biomatrix, if you like. And they're able to surf and break into and download to that person. And it can also be done from a photograph. So if people are, you know, just right there on scene, the immediate people, it has to be the first 30 minutes, doctors and nurses and ER staff are too late on the scene, which we want the mothers. We want the mothers worldwide across the U.S. to have this number stuck to the refrigerator in their cell phones, 818-322-6445, and just do it. They've nothing to lose, and they will see themselves within minutes how precise this technology is, and it's precisely why we've gone grassroots.
Well, how can you be sure that there's nothing to lose? After all, that we don't know how it works. Is there possibly some repercussions from tapping into this force field that you're speaking of?
Well, I think experientially, it would be nice to talk to the burn victims and say what they felt and experienced during their treatment then.
All right, fine. Well, we'll hope that some of those burn victims will give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you're out there and you're one of the burn victims, I know that Allison has contacted people and asked them to call in. But right now we have Ray calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ray. How are you doing? Do you have a question for our
guest?
Good,
yes. I would like to testify to the fact that my sister was horribly burned about 4 years ago. And she had a sweater on, and she was near the stove, and it caught fire and burned her horribly. And she went into the bathtub and of course, filled it with lukewarm water and laid in it for a while. Then went to the hospital, and they did an atrocious, awful thing. They put her out on the street because she didn't have medical insurance. And 50-degree weather with a simple hospital gown on. Now, if this is the kind of treatment that we're getting, if this is the kind of treatment we're getting in hospitals, I would rather have this. I don't care. It could come from a good spiritual force. You don't know. I would think that something like this would be very beneficial. My sister was horribly burned, third degree, and she nearly died, okay? Now, I'm speaking firsthand, second hand actually, because I'm her brother, and I will just have to say that a technique like this, it may be a godsend. It may even be a godsend.
All right, fine, Ray. What's your response? Allison, do you have a response for Ray?
Well, yes, I do. That's a horrific story, and it is true that the burn victims worldwide, that there is no real treatment per se, except skin grafts and trying to control secondary infections and large doses of morphine, even if she'd had proper medical treatment. But this is free, that there are no side effects, that there's nothing to lose, as well as conventional medical treatment. But, on the way to the hospital room, call Father and Dr. Venn, or someone on their behalf. And, I wish Father and Doctor was around when your sister had been burned, and we would have most definitely taken care of her.
Well, Ray, I will tell you that I practice medicine. Before, we had the government here to take care of us. And, of course, under those circumstances, every county had a county hospital. But basically, the federal government has closed down the county hospitals. And now, of course, if you don't have any money, why, of course, you don't get treated. We used to have a system by which people were treated. Thanks to the federal government and Lyndon Johnson and a desire to help everybody, they've created a monster. They really have, and I feel terribly sorry for your sister. How did she do? What happened to her, Ray?
Well, she's alive, and she is healed. God's miracle, I guess. I have suffered incredible pain because I went to Stanford, and I had the level 2 spinal fusion surgery on my neck. And what happened was that one of the sutures popped out about 2 weeks later, and I went back to Stanford again because there was a deep hole in my neck that went right down to the bone. And I had to go to Stanford to do emergency. My sister took me over there about 12 midnight on Tuesday, the 31st of August. And I have not been the same since. And I'm on a wound vac, and it's trying to heal the wound, which is horrible, horrible, absolutely horrible.
I'm so sorry, Ray.
This happened at Stanford Hospital, for crying out loud.
Well, I tell you what, I think sometimes we have We have awfully good hospital here in Santa Cruz. I would rather be in Santa Cruz at our hospital than up to Stanford myself. Anyway, God bless.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for calling. Okay, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But unfortunately, the medical system is beginning to fall apart. Our doctors are being told to prescribe medication and not being told about all the complications with them. The FDA is releasing medications which are frankly harmful to people. And this Avandia, we're finding out, has all sorts of complications, and the biphosphonates, the medications are taken for osteoporosis can actually produce fractures now. They're suddenly realizing, of course, this treatment for osteoporosis to prevent fractures can actually produce fractures. So now, of course, what are we going to do? We've abandoned certainly many of the very effective old-time treatments, and now we have all the new, very expensive treatments. But our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and let's see who we have on the line. Well, we've got Scott calling in. Hi, Scott. Do you have a question or comment for Allison?
No, I just I've used them a number of times, and I just was wanted to comment on how good it really works.
All right, well, why don't you tell us your experience?
Well, I'm a glass blower, and I work around fire all the time, and I burn myself a bit. And I've burned myself pretty severely to where it would be bother me for weeks. But within an hour and a half, the pain is almost non-existent, and literally within 24 hours, there's not even a mark.
Well, then, are you calling into the fire doctor program?
Yeah, I've used them before, and I was told that they were doing the program, and I should...
And whereabouts do you live, Scott?
I live in Denver, Colorado.
All right, fine. So you live in Denver. You've tried this. How did you get in touch with them? How did you hear about the program initially?
I heard about them on Coast to Coast. They were doing the program.
All right, fine. Now, Allison, basically what happens? Scott calls in and he says, look, I'm a glass blower. I've just burned myself. What, and certainly my, his address? Does he give his age? What information does he give to the fire doctors?
Well, Scott simply calls the Fireburn Doctor line on 818-332-6445. A voice message will say precisely what to leave, which is the name, the date of birth, the place of birth, and the name at birth. It must be not a married name. And if possible, or photograph. Now, that can be sent by text or SMS. It can even be sent by email to fireburndoctor@aol.com. Then the burn victim is called back within a couple minutes and asked for a pain assessment of what they feel the burn is, and they would give, 8 on the pain scale. I think, what was Scott's pain? What was your pain level, Scott, if you can hear me?
Oh, I've had it at 8, yes, exactly.
Right, so Scott calls in with a pain level of 8. His data is received within minutes and passed through to the doctors and the European team. He is processed with SDNB within minutes. That's when people feel that the pain subsides. Disappeared down
but
to 0, 1, nothing.
Well, now, did they pass this to a doctor here or a doctor in Europe?
It's data that's sent. It comes through our medical team, Dr. Joseph Watson here, and then it's taken for processing practitioners who then take care of the burn.
What do they actually do? Do they pray? Do they contact some other force? What is the technique? I mean, you tell us that it happens, but what does this actually entail?
Here we have a semantic difficulty in that it is hard to explain, and people do not have to understand it or even believe in it for it to work. It's no placebo. We've taken care of babies, of people who didn't even know that a relative had called in on their behalf, and on the way to the emergency room, screaming on the onset with pain 8, 9, 10 on their pain level, by the time they got there, the other end, to nothing, and the doctor wondering why they were even traveling in an ambulance.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Allison McDermott. Well, Scott, did you have anything else that you'd like to say?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Now, what ordinarily happens is somebody will call the telephone number. They will take their number. They'll call them back in a couple of minutes and verify information. Then the information is passed on. Now, is it passed on to a person or to a team?
It's to a practitioner of SDNB.
I see. Now, who employs the practitioner? Who actually employs this practitioner?
There's no employment. These are professional volunteers, nurses, doctors, who give their time and energy because they've seen this work and they want to help others see it too. And
all right.
Put it to good use.
All right,
there
fine.
Are hundreds of thousands of burn victims that need this.
All right, now then, what does the practitioner do? They have the information. You talk that it feels like sort of a unified field. You talk about a quantum field. Or you talk about the similarity to a computer. But what does the practitioner do?
He hacks into that person's location.
But how does he hack? Does he hack on a computer?
It's like asking a brain surgeon, how do they perform such intricate operations, and what exactly are they doing in there? If you've got 6 months to explain these things, or maybe you could, but people don't have to understand that, nor could they. It's that they understand something analogy, like the computer analogy, that we are all in this aesthetic field together. Every living thing is. And the person who's doing the DSMB is able to surf that territory and hack the location. Now, the person is the computer, the location. Their data is confirmation, the correct data, their name, their date, their place of birth, or a picture, is the correct data of their location. We have to make sure it's the right person. We don't want to waste these efforts on somebody's misspelled name or who someone isn't burned. So we need the correct information, and then that provocation, that download of a new program that has the body fix itself, that bypasses this rogue brain signal, then the healing begins, which the body was meant to be doing all along. Our overreaction to fire, that's the problem.
I see. So basically then, I have, of course, went to the website, the fire doctor's website, and there was a gentleman who was, he looks like an older gentleman, perhaps 50, 55, and he speaks very well. But he talked certainly about the druids, and certainly using the techniques that the druids had used. Is this something similar to the supernatural power of the druids?
What people need to understand is that throughout history there have been people tapping into and acknowledging and working within that quantum field. This is a science. This is a science. It's non-reductionist science. It's not within those usual parameters. But many scientists in history have acknowledged that field. This is simply someone who's able to surf and hack any living organism in that field. And it's our first in human history. It's never been done before. Public demonstrable on the camera, on the media and scientific medical scrutiny. Never. This is a first. And the public get to be part of the most amazing experiment, and they're very grateful when they've used us, that's for sure.
All right, if you're out there in the living audience, in the audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you are somebody who has actually utilized this technique, we would love to hear from you. And today, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And I know Ellison had contacted several people who'd utilize this technique. Now, are many of them using it repeatedly, like Scott, who we talked to a little earlier, Scott from Denver?
Yes, indeed. There have been people who've had their whole families use Fireburn Doctor. There's been, I hope he is able to call through. There's a chap from Ohio who had burned his hand with 300-400 degree hot gravy at a family dinner, and his family witnessed him calling the Fireburn Doctor, and it took 2 minutes. He did it right away, and he'd been hollering with a pain scale of 9-10. But because these family members saw him first, well, get called back and say, how did you do that? He was flabbergasted, and they watched that, and then they tried it when mother burnt her hand on the oven, and I think a nephew used it as well, where they burned their foot. You know, yes, it spread, because even though it's an unbelievable thing, people who've experienced it know it's real, and they know it's pretty special, and they know that everyone needs it. We want everyone to carry that number. 818-332-645 is a very real free emergency service.
And so this is free, and certainly people are people standing by 24 hours a day?
Yes, they are, and in Europe, and they're called back within a couple of minutes of placing their call.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
And a storm cloud gathers, or a crop Right in. Don't be late.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we'll be back here in just a moment with our guest this evening, Allison McDermott. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Allison McDermott, and she's talking about this this program from the FireburnDoctors.com. That's FireburnDoctors.com. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Now, Allison, do you get on to a lot of radio programs and talk about this program?
As broad and as wide as I can, indeed, yes. The idea is that this is public property, that nobody is walking around without Fireburn Doctor in their cell phone or got it stuck to their refrigerator at home, that everybody across the U.S., across the world, know that this is real, this is true, this is theirs, and it will never be charged for. And we've been working hard to get it out through newspaper articles, through TV. We want journalists to film this. We want big TV networks to film this. Those wonderful networks that have journalists in every major city could call in a burn. They could be on scene and call in a burn within minutes. We want them to film it. We want the data and the documentation to show the world.
All right, fine. Now, are you a nurse? Have you actually worked with burn patients?
I'm a former UK nurse. I did that in my secondment during my general placement, but my experience really with burns has been far more with seeing it burns using Fireburn Doctor's technique. I've been connected to and then talked to these burn victims, hundreds of them now, 215, and it's exciting. They all say the same thing, and they know this is not ordinary. They know that usually a burn will trouble them, will be extremely painful. Everybody knows how painful they are. And they would take a few days, they'd blister up. This is just in the mild burns, the household occupational burns. But we also want people to know this is just as effective on severe burns, third, fourth degree burns, where the skin has been burned off. It can still be that the body is triggered to repair itself and with no scars and within days. Now, that's going to be very shocking and very dramatic, and we want the public to see this, and we want to eradicate the triggers on burns. It's unnecessary that people are suffering in this way. Archaic that this isn't actually mainstream already. So we've gone grassroots, and we're trusting the public to see it for themselves.
All right, well, we've got Jed calling from Texas. Hi, Jed. Do you have a question or comment?
It's a great story.
Hello, are you Jed?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I don't think we have a great connection. Hello.
Okay, go right ahead. You know we don't have a great connection, but go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Just a comment. I have had an experience with a Fireburn Doctor. I had met one of their people in Las Vegas at a convention and saw a conviction in Jane Clement's eyes that I had not seen before for this cause, and took notice. I'm a television individual, professional, and was able to document a case of somebody actually getting burned on my property here. He had an accident in our shop, and I had the peace of mind, or the, you know, the understanding that I should get the camera out and document this. He actually had blisters form from it. He was in a lot of pain. He called Fireburn Doctor, and within a few minutes after the phone call, his pain went from a threshold of an 8 or 9 down to a 1 or 2. Blisters formed, and by the next morning, the blisters were no longer there, and I've never seen blisters disappear like that.
All it right, so you're amazing. Attesting the fact that it really does work then.
I'm the one that shot some video about it. I was amazed.
All right, fine. Anything else you'd like to say?
Nothing, just that it is not something that causes, you know, costs any money. It doesn't cause any harm. It's something that if you get burned, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. You know, if you can get away from the suffering of burn, by all means, you should.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much. And Sydney, Allison, do you have a comment on what Jed was saying?
Well, yes, in that the friend that had burned himself at his property didn't believe this at all, thought it was complete BS, and I understand Jed had to cajole him, almost fight with him to get him to use Fireburn Doctor. But he did, and you know, before and after footage is on fireburndoctor.com. That is a first in human history. It's never been filmed before, and thanks to Jed, that's a real milestone. It's there's going to be more and more and more of it, of course, but he's the first.
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't happen in front of my cameras again, but if it does, I'll pull them out.
All right, fine.
Grant was not very happy about me pulling that camera out. He was not. He was in pain.
All right, fine. Jed, thank you so very much. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you are one of the people, Allison contacted several people who had seen this work and asked them to call in. So if you'd like to call in, or you have another question or comment, Allison, be with us for another 3 or 4 minutes. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Now, Allison, I know that you are totally dedicated to this. I think you've seen it work, and I have no question it does work. But what sort of response do you get when you tell people about this?
Well, very mixed. Some people are very excited, and some people think it's hogwash. But it doesn't really matter what people think or believe, what their view is. Just do it. It's real, and they immediately know how real it is when their pain and their inflammation is disappearing before their eyes. And all they have to do with just one phone call is ring that 818-332-6445 and leave that data, and they'll be called back, and they will be yet another person. This needs to spread. You know, it's taking the U.S. by storm. It's a phenomenon that people are leaving jaws in laps across the world.
Now, how long has it been here in the United States?
We've been some years approaching official authorities to get them, you know, decision makers in firefighters, first responders. But it was too political, and the action was not forthcoming fast enough. So we felt that it was best to go straight to the public and let them join in, be part of this experiment. They emphatically, everyone who's experienced Fireburn Doctor know it's true. There isn't any doubt.
Now, how long has it?
Not normal.
How long has it been here in the United States?
As a public entity, since last November, it became public property from deciding to go all out public on radio shows when somebody leaked their own story on YouTube, and there was a mechanic who would had burned himself on a hot rack that was in his house that was going to be threatening to burn down, and he had to walk some distance carrying this, white hot metal out of his house, and he had severe burns. That was sustained contact. On the way in the ambulance, he's ringing his father-in-law, whose mother was ill, and cut a long story short, there was a nurse there who knew about Fireburn Doctor. Details were passed through. He was taken care of on the way to the hospital. And by the time he gets there, he's turning down pain medication. He did not know about Fireburn Doctor.
All right,
he
fine.
He had no idea.
All right. Let's go to Trish, who's calling from Southern California. Trish, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was actually the nurse that called in that first case. And I was just so lucky to be at the right place at the right time. And a few weeks ago, I even burned myself, and I had to use it. And the pain was gone in minutes, and the burn disappeared. It was all totally gone by the next morning. It was fantastic. And on the website, you know, you can go on the website, which is fireburndoctor.com, and you can look at Chris Fleming. And it is just so miraculous to hear his voice and how he was and how the pain he was in. And the next time he called, I mean, it was unbelievable. So, I mean, really, you've got to understand, this is great. I mean, I just had to put that in, okay? It's just great, okay?
Chris Fleming gave an interview, and after this Fireburn Doctor experience, he'd heard us on another radio show and took down the number, and he'd had a horrific burn and no burn cream and thought, what the heck? And that's really all we're asking people to think. What the heck? Just do it. You'll know then.
All right, fine. Trish is gone. We do have somebody else calling in here, and then we'll think this will be the last call that we'll take. So anyway, Daniel will go ahead and pass the call over to us, and we'll be glad if they are ready to come. And who do we have calling in? This is a Greg from whereabouts, from Ohio. Hi, Greg. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment. Just in Thanksgiving of 2009, I was actually a victim of a pretty serious burn that happened during Thanksgiving. And I called the Fireburn Doctor at the time when I had a boiling hot gravy that poured on my right palm during the dinner of my family, the time we was all gathered, and I called and gave the information out, and actually, to my amazement, I got a phone call back shortly after. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
And actually, the pain level had dropped so far, I had already forgotten about the burn. And the only thing I could say at the time when I received the call, they asked me what my pain level was, and I said, wow, how'd you do that? Because at that time it had dropped from almost like a level 9 or higher to like a 1 or a 2 in a short amount of time. And before the evening was out, there was actually no trace at all of ever having a burn. And I'm talking about boiling hot gravy that had poured onto my hand from overflowing out of a gravy bowl, if you know what I'm talking about.
And so basically, you just cleared right up and no real problem, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your calling and sharing that with us, Greg. And Allison, do you have a comment? I'm going to let you go right after this, but do you have a comment in response to Greg?
Well, I'm glad some burn victims have managed to get through on your phone lines. These are working men whose hands are their income, and they cannot afford to be off work. I think Greg is a physical fitness trainer. Grant is a tool maker. Chris Fleming, the one who's interviewed, is a machine operator. And all of them, their hands are their life. And they cut, you know, that's why they're so grateful. It's that there is a monetary value to it too, not least the suffering and pain gone. But Greg is one of them that did tell his family members. I mentioned him earlier, in fact. But there are 215 people who are saying the same kinds of things with their particular burns, whether it's babies with hot oven racks of 400 degrees who suddenly stop screaming within minutes of the Fireburn Doctor being called. And that's nothing to do with any placebo, obviously. And to people who completely disbelieve it and have been goaded into doing it. And they're all the more fun, I think.
All right, fine. Well, I want to thank you so very much, Allison. Greg, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very unusual program we put on, and I hesitated even putting it on. Because, of course, when we try to find out what this is all about, why, of course, Allison said, well, it has to do with the unified field. It has to do with suddenly this, all this quantum field. Nobody can tell you what's going on. Well, I watched the website, and, of course, what they're doing is tapping into the supernatural power that the Druids tapped into. Those of you who listen to our program regularly will know that we often talk about the supernatural, that you and I live in a material and factual world, but there's a mystical world out there. You and I live in a substantial world, a tangible world, but there's an intangible world out there. There's a spiritual world out there. You and I live in a visible world, but there is an invisible world out there. And there really is another dimension, and there really are supernatural things that occur. And if you're a Bible-believing Christian, there's no way you can accept the New Testament without seeing the supernatural element. I mean, how could a child be born to a virgin? How could a virgin have a child? How could Jesus actually heal people, the leprosy, bring them back from the dead? There is supernatural. If you believe in Christianity, you have to believe there's a supernatural element, and there really is. There are also people who tap into another element. Those of you who remember our interviews with Joanna Michelson. Joanna Michelson was a faith healer, and she saw 400 miraculous healings. She witnessed them. She touched the people. And she thought this must be of God because it was truly supernatural. And what we are describing with the curing of the burns is a supernatural experience. But, of course, where is the power coming from? Well, with Joanna Michelson, when she was finally convinced this was not of God, why she went back and she interviewed all of these people. Many of them had had incurable cancers. They'd been blind or deaf. And they were literally all demonically possessed. And what we are doing is tapping into a supernatural dimension that I don't believe God really wants us to tap into. And I am very, very concerned. I believe that, of course, the people who are speaking are very sincere. I have no question from what I've heard and from what I've seen on the website and talking to Allison and listening to the people that this actually works. But it works from a supernatural point of view. And basically, when you understand that we are tapping, I mean, here you have from a great distance away, somebody tapping into a supernatural field, knowing your name, knowing your address, and knowing approximately the area you are, somehow from a long distance away, they can tap into a unified field and begin to influence this. And, of course, when we try to find out exactly how it works, why, we're not going to get any place. But when you understand that this is tapping into the supernatural power that the Druids tapped into, and I'm sure it's the same supernatural power that the secret societies and mystery religions have been tapping into for thousands of years. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's more and more of this coming to the fore at the present time. When I was young, we never heard about this sort of thing. We never heard about exorcisms. We never heard about supernatural powers. But I honestly believe that we are moving rapidly towards a climax in history, and you have to understand what is out there. And you have to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there really are good people on the other side. At least they think they're doing good because they're helping. But, of course, where does the power come from? Where does the power come from to take away the pain, to prevent the blistering, to heal the lesions? Remember Joanna Michelson's story, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly this is the time when we do hope.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Of this power, what is the source of these miraculous cures? And, of course, when you begin to tap into being evaluated, when you go to the website, and that is fireburndoctors.com, fireburndoctors.com, and listen to what the people are saying. They're talking about the Druidic religion. You know what the Druids were? They were the ones at Stonehenge thousands of years ago. And, of course, the same basic forces are at work in the world today, and they work through the secret societies like the Rosicrucians that have built a replica, at least a feigned replica of the Stonehenge. The American Stonehenge is in Elberton, Georgia. It was put up by the Rosicrucians. And, of course, they want, of course, to be able to tap into this supernatural power. They have a plan for the world, which includes elimination of the majority of humanity. And if you haven't seen the Georgia Guidestones or the American Stonehenge, go to my website at radioliberty.com and read the Ten Commandments that they posted there in eight different languages on these gigantic granite monuments. There are people out there who really have a different worldview. And I'm sure there are many people out there who are actually using these techniques because they think they're going to benefit mankind. But any time you encounter something where you cannot figure out how it's working or why it's working, you want to be very, very concerned about the origin of the miraculous cures that are coming. And certainly, if you have not yet heard my four-tape set on the supernatural, which includes a two-hour interview with Joanna Michelson, if you've not read Joanna's book, the beautiful side of evil. Let me suggest that you get this, and it will explain so much of what we're talking about and what we've been talking about this evening. The telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There are an awful lot of people who are going to be amazed at the fact that people can be cured of their pain from great distances. Certainly even their blisters will disappear and disappear very promptly. And I have no question that this does work. But I would suggest that you do not use this, because you're opening yourself up to demonic forces. And as incredible as it seems, why, this is the reality of the world we live in, and I think we're going to be seeing increasing manifestations of the supernatural in the months and years that lie ahead. Certainly, if you listen to our interviews with Lynn Marzulli, we are carrying his book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, his certainly books on the Nephilim trilogy, his books on the certainly on the alien interviews, and certainly we believe Lynn has a great deal of information going into the supernatural manifestations. Certainly the UFO sightings are not imaginary. There are too many of them, and people even been involved with the government admitted there is a government cover-up. But the cover-up is to keep you from understanding there is a supernatural dimension. Many of you have heard me tell the story of the group, the military group, Special Forces team, that was actually working to tap into the supernatural. It was headed by a Major General Stubblebine, and basically I actually held in my hand a spoon that he'd bent into a complete circle, and that actually recruited Uri Geller, who was a mystic, to show them how to do it. And General Stubblebine, at least according to Joyce Riley, she gave me the spoon to hold, and there was no way that a human being was able to bend that spoon into a complete circle. But, of course, this man, employed by our government, could do this. There's a book written, The Men Who Stare at Goats. There's a movie by George Clooney, The Men Who Stare at Goats. It's well worthwhile understanding what's going on. And I think we're going to be seeing a tremendous increase in supernatural manifestations in the years that lie ahead.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is 19 October 2010. Whoa, it's coming to... a crescendo toward the end of this year. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you have your plans ready for how you're going to begin the new year. Remember last year we began by doing so many minutes of exercise, meditation, whatever you chose to do. Well, I hope you're considering that for next year, a whole new plan perhaps, or perhaps a plan you want to start today. The Power Team members, we're going to be doing a plan today of our own on eating. We're going to try a little bit of an experiment, and I'll be telling you about that as time goes on, and we're going to see how it works. Some people are, I'll share that with you later, but it's all about doing the best that we can for ourselves now so that we don't pay for it later. And that means everything from feeding your body to preparing your family for whatever it is that we're going to expect. And if you're watching television, you are seeing nothing but election, 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 as if that's the biggest thing in the news. It's not. I'm going to talk to you about a couple of conversations I had with people, only because I think it's important that perhaps when we have a breakthrough with someone, that we share how we began the conversation, what happened, and how we sort of got them aware of what the facts are. Because too many people are dealing with emotion, agenda, publicity, and not the facts. And I'm constantly asked by people, would you tell us how to talk to people on certain issues? Well, I can't tell you that because everybody's different. Everybody brings up a conversation in a little bit different fashion from where you are or where you come from and how you address or what is important to you in issues. But I had a couple of lengthy, very interesting conversations yesterday that I think made some headway in some people. Now, what that means is people are now more receptive, which I'm hoping, because I don't think it was how brilliant I was, and you'll see that. It's not that we're saying the right things necessarily. They want to know the truth. They're fed up with television and radio. That's the prevailing present day radio they get over the big stations. They're really fed up with it. And most people are not even messing with it, or they use it as background noise. In other news, though, I want to talk about how a pilot refused a full-body scan, and now he just may lose his job. A pilot? Oh, we have some chatter for you today. And, you know, the stories are getting more egregious. And I'm talking about the stories that are more bizarre all the time. It's like the news blogs want to up themselves with more ridiculous stories. Here's one as an example. A pharmacist denies an inhaler to a woman having an attack, an asthma attack, because she was a dollar short. We're going to name the pharmacy. What are they thinking? I mean, that one's cut and dried. No question. Soldier says he was ordered to delete